Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com. Whole Foods Market creates win-win partnerships with our suppliers, and we'd love to tell their stories. Simply Grazin Organic Farm, a family-owned operation, provides some of the highest standards in animal welfare around. Their 100% grass-fed beef comes from cows grazing outdoors with very little interference from the husband and wife team behind them. Come have a taste in one of our six Manhattan locations.
Hot Grease. I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. This Heritage Radio Network program is brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Every week on Hot Grease, we bring people back to what's great in food, culinary traditions, cooking at home, knowing your farmer, or even growing your own food. I spotlight good food fighters and the culture of the food movement, from chefs to tastemakers to moms on a budget. Today, we'll be talking Saucy by Nature and the Hot 5 Gift Edition. If you're listening live to Hot Grease via HeritageRadioNetwork.com, we have a live call-in number, folks. Give us a buzz. Our number here at the studio is 718-497-2128. Tis the season to eat, eat, eat. And in the studio to talk sauces and dips is Bashamic Adolf, one half of the duo behind Saucy by Nature. Welcome to Hot Grease.
Hi, thanks. Good to be here.
So I have to ask you, I know Monica, shout out to Monica if she's listening, is not in the studio, but she's an attorney turned food producer, and you're actually a, I don't know, am I going to call you a business guy? What did you do before turn?
Yeah, we're kind of a duo team of lawyers / business that have kind of been inspired by the foods we've eaten across the globe and such, and wanted to start a food business that was going to make a difference for people to eat good stuff and to support the local food movement, really.
Yeah, there are a lot of people turned something. When I was thinking about Monica and reading Monica's bio, I thought about, there are like two or three folks out there that are like lawyer turned some food. And the most famous person, I think about is Warren Brown. Mm-hmm. He has like four or five big shots. Have you heard of him before?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's like the poster child, right?
Yeah,
he did it like 10 years ago.
I think people are kind of always impressed because they think, you know, lawyer, business person, you know, like, why would you want to turn towards food? It's a tough business.
Yeah.
You know?
So what things were you prepared for, or more so, what transferable skills have transferred into you growing Saucy by Nature? And what are some of the things you're like, oh my gosh, the corporate world didn't teach me this?
Totally. Well, I was living in London for a couple of years. I used to live in New York for some years, and I moved away and I've done a variety of jobs, which included recruitment most recently. And that was really helpful because a lot of what I do now these days is really kind of take the product, which we really love, and you know, we handcraft, and but we want to get it in the hands of people. So I focus a lot of time actually on knocking on doors, a lot of hitting the pavement, talking to various stores, telling them what we're about, what we're doing, so that people can actually try and get back into their kitchens and use these sauces to cook, because that's kind of the motivation behind it. So I've used a lot of my sales experience that I've had in the past in order to really be able to reach out and find the places that would be best served by providing our sauces. I also come from a background, actually, way back. My parents, my mom's side of the family, they're apple farmers in Poland.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I grew up actually on a farm as a little kid around, you know, before the time that organic was around, because it was communist Poland. So you kind of didn't.
Yeah.
Everything was organic.
Yeah.
And so I grew up with that. And I grew up in cities for the rest of my life, largely from Philadelphia to New York and such. So a lot of those skills as well, and that kind of love of farms and such, kind of translated into what I was doing with this.
So I have to ask you this. I find that some people who worked in the corporate world and now they're all into the good food movement, they either were horrible eaters before or they were folks who were like, I was a foodie, I was really into food, I took my clients out a lot. Which one were you? Were you the like horrible eater, you didn't care about sauces and dips, or were you
I love food. I've always loved food. This has been a great transition for me. You know, food has always been kind of the sideline. When I was living in Warsaw several years back, I was working as an English teacher to largely corporate heads and such. And I was working part-time in a restaurant as a chef. And that job paid nothing in Poland, nothing. But I loved it so much because I was able to cook and be part of that kind of world with where food was important. So I've done a variety of stuff kind of on the side, but I've never made the leap into, you know, I always thought, you know, I should become a chef, and that's the kind of clearest path for most people.
Yeah.
But we wanted to do something a little bit different and kind of use those culinary skills that I have had over the years, because I always loved food. I started cooking when I was 13. I went to the library, got this really old, like 1960s French cookbook, and started making eclairs to my mom's surprise.
Oh, wow.
She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm making eclairs.
Wow. So you mentioned all these great places around the world. Speaking of international, I have to ask you about the slow food. The first showcase here in New York City was this weekend at Jimmy's 43.
Yeah.
How was it? I didn't go because I knew you were going to be on the show. I'm like, I don't want to spoil it. I want to be nice and make it exciting and fresh when I...
Yeah. Well, it's great that, you know, the slow movement is, here in New York City is featuring and showcasing a variety of different artisanal producers that are, you know, doing their best in order to find new avenues to develop new businesses. It was pretty cool. It was at the New Amsterdam Market on Sunday.
Oh, I forgot about that piece.
Yeah, that was really good. There was a lot of people that were out and about. There was people from retail stores checking out the new products and the new businesses. The day on Saturday was at Jimmy's number 43, which was a more intimate venue. It was mostly a tasting, but it's such a nice atmosphere, especially, you know, all of us that kind of work with food and produce food and do various things kind of get to know each other a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we're always kind of exchanging things. I got a bunch of great jams from Josephine's, and Morris Kitchen gave me this great syrup.
Yeah,
Morris Kitchen. Boiled cider syrup, which is so good.
Yeah, they've been on Hot Grease before. They're the best.
Yeah, they're great. So we were exchanging our own products for each other's, yeah.
So folks who are listening to Hot Grease now and you don't live in New York City, New Amsterdam Market is a market. They're not a year-round market, but it's down in Lower Manhattan, Fulton Street. I forget the name of the market, but if you go online and you Google New Amsterdam Market. And Jimmy's 43, shout out to Jimmy. He has a show on Heritage Radio Network, Beer Sessions. But he has a great bar in the East Village.
Yeah, it's a fun place.
So I have to ask you, this is my last question, and we're going to take a break and come back with the tasting. Do you get a chance to talk to, I know you just mentioned talk to some New York producers, but do you talk to other folks around the country and really around the world that have, you know, doing the same thing that you're doing, going on the same journey from leaving a corporate job or, you know, doing a corporate job and doing a small food business? Do you get a chance to communicate?
I think the kind of food scene right now in Brooklyn is so amazing that, you know, I haven't heard of too much. I know stuff is going on in California, but I don't know many of the food producers there.
Oh, wow.
But here, you know, it's there's so many people to meet. I haven't really seen it expanded as much as here. So a lot of the people I actually know are mostly producing here in Queens and Brooklyn. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Bay Area has a lot of people. It's a small pocket. So I would say a person traveling a lot all across the United States, it's everywhere. It's in like small towns, big towns.
Yeah.
Everyone's doing it.
I've been away for a while. And I'm kind of just entrenched here.
You're in the mix.
I'm in the mix.
Yes. So we are going to take a short break and come back with a live tasting of Saucy by Nature. Keep listening to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. Check out our program schedule and show archives on heritageradionetwork.com. We're chatting with Brooklyn-based food producer Saucy by Nature. They can be found on Etsy and several markets around New York City. Check them out at saucybynature.com. So we're going to do a tasting. And you guys, you know I love my friends come in the studio. So I told my friend Alicia Miranda. Alicia can be found on Twitter at Make It Alicia, right?
No, it's Makeshift Alicia.
Oh, man, I screwed that up big time.
It's okay.
She's in the studio. She's going to taste some stuff with us. So, Mr. Adolf, which one should we start with first?
Well, this is our fall line of sauces. So, as we produce everything in season, because we want the maximum flavor from ingredients we get locally, the first one we have, which I really love personally, is our tomato apple chutney.
Okay, so here we go. Alicia, you got to talk right into the mic, so you got to give me your commentary.
Okay.
I'm going to let you start first, and then I'm going to start. So we're going straight out of the jar, y'all, with the spoons and all.
It also smells quite fantastic.
Close. Okay.
So this one, actually, I used to have an organic community garden back in Boston when I lived there in Jamaica Plain.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this huge bounty of tomatoes at the end of each season, and I'm like, what am I going to do with all of these?
That's so good.
So tomato, apple. I'm trying to think, have I ever had this combo? Mm-hmm. Maybe on a sandwich, but not like a chutney, but maybe like a sandwich or something with, let's see. Kind of ketchup and bean, but not ketchup.
Yeah, it's like, it's got a pretty intense kind of flavor going on.
This is really good.
Yeah, it's, I love it on, I used to make it when I lived in Boston, and we developed this recipe for fried green tomato BLTs with this. They were so delicious.
Perfect.
Yeah. I when I did a tasting with Heritage Meat Shop at Essex Market.
Shout out to Heritage Meat Shop.
Awesome. They have such an amazing charcuterie section, and we were doing pairings with like the meat there, and it was super amazing.
So do you know Carlos? Carlos is our in-house engineer. I don't know. You didn't see him. There's Carlos. He works down at Heritage Meat Shop.
Yeah. We've met.
This is great. I really love this. It's not for folks who are listening. It's this gorgeous deep red color, kind of like ketchup, but it's not like very strong. Like, it's not ketchup. When you taste it, you can taste the apple. It's not too sweet. Don't you agree, Alicia?
Yeah, I would totally smear this on sandwich.
Yeah, totally. What else could we put this on?
I love it. Like, if you want to like cook with it, really, like beyond that, you can do it with roast pork. Like, just do it with rosemary and stuff, and you can just put it on the side. It's really great with meats as an accompaniment to turkey as well, since it's kind of the season for it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it just with cheese. Like, if you do a cheese plate,
You
know, to have a nice kind of like
now sweet. Now I'm hungry.
Yeah, do like, and like, I love it. Absolutely love this.
And what kind of cheese would you suggest with this? Something?
A good sharp cheddar. Grilled cheese, sharp cheddar with this smeared on. It's really tasty.
I love it.
You got to fry it.
I love the Cabot cloth bound cheddar.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a nice one.
That's my go-to cheddar. Okay. So Alicia, we're going to try the second one. What should we try next? You have the spicy pumpkin ginger. Should we try that or should we try the cranberry pear?
Let's do it a little bit different. The pumpkin one is, you know, a totally different flavor profile from those two.
Okay, so I'm putting my spoon into the nice.
Are we double dipping?
No, we have. Oh, I need to give you. We have enough spoons. We're not double dipping today. Okay, folks. Great label, great jar. Who did your design? It's gorgeous.
Angie Chan.
Okay, it's a great
design.
She
did the logo for Good Food Jobs.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Good Food Jobs. Yeah. Okay, so here we go. This is the spicy pumpkin ginger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of. I think I'm kind of tired of sweet potato and pumpkin. I haven't tried this yet, so I'm hoping to.
It's very pumpkiny.
To be back in love.
It's really strong.
Yeah. Well, this one was really inspired by our trip to when Monica and I went to Sumatra.
Ooh, I love the ginger.
Yeah, it's really nice. Like, and there's a bit of turmeric in there because in a lot of Indonesian cuisine they use turmeric, and I love unrefined coconut oil. So when you cook this, that smell of coconut comes out, so it's a bit different because you don't really get so much pumpkin in Southeast Asia, but you know, we wanted to bring a local ingredient to like a more international kind of flavor profile that we love.
The ginger and the spices really balance out the pumpkin. It doesn't make it seem like a traditional holiday sauce. Do you agree, Alicia?
I agree. And I was also going to say, I looked at the ingredient list. You really can taste every ingredient that he's gotten there.
Let me look at the ingredients list. Let's see. Let's
now that you're talking about.
So you have, pumpkin, onion. Oh, wow. Okay, ginger, sea salt, the chili garlic. Pepper.
We use serranos generally, yeah. Those are nice, a little bit.
This is really good. I didn't know what to expect. I'm like, another pumpkin. I like this. So what, I don't know, for some reason, I feel like you could just take some pasta and like put a
few. I was just going to say some ravioli.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my God, this is totally my suggestion.
Oh, really? We're reading your mind.
Awesome. You are. We're on the same wavelength here, obviously. I do it with ricotta ravioli.
Oh my God.
I think
God.
It's really tasty. Like that ricotta taste, you know, balances out with, and it's got this kind of bit of a different pumpkin. It's pumpkin, but it's got all those kind of other ingredients and tastes. I love it when you take mashed potatoes. And you do it just with mashed potatoes. It makes it super vibrant orange and adds that nice kind of coconut layer to it. Makes it a tiny bit spicy. Makes it a little more fun.
That's a good idea. I love like the mashed potato idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so the cranberry pear. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
This one we got, the cranberries are actually from New Jersey, which is really unusual because most of them come from...
I went to college near Cranberry, New Jersey.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because it's right by the Pine Barrens.
Yes.
We work with Haynesberry Farm. They do blueberries as well in season, and these are really delicious cranberries. And we really wanted to showcase the cranberry flavor there, more so than the kind of traditional sweet flavor.
I freaking love this.
Good. Yeah, I love
this. Yeah, I like this. I see this on like toast in the morning with a little ricotta.
Totally.
Salvatore ricotta.
So good. I'm taking that one. I'm totally suggesting that one. That's so good.
Just like smear some ricotta and a little cream. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or even really like a peanut butter sandwich. I'm not like a big jam person on my peanut butter sandwich. I usually put like
honey. It's a good addition though.
Yeah, right? What else do you suggest?
I love it on vanilla ice cream. I heat it up. And it's got cardamom in it. And the cardamom really comes out when you heat it. You get that aromatic kind of cardamom smell out of it. And when you put it over vanilla ice cream with a little bit of toasted almonds on top, it's a really nice dessert.
Yeah, that's totally not like, I don't know. In my mind, I'm thinking cranberry sauce. That's
right.
This is not cranberry sauce, folks. Yeah. This is completely different. Do not think your traditional Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever feast that you're feasting on cranberry sauce. This is something completely different.
Yeah. It's much lighter.
Yeah, it is much lighter.
We want the ingredients to really be like the main feature there. Yeah.
So. These three things are very seasonal. Do you guys switch it up every season?
We do. Yeah. We just were finishing up our summer line, which had a spiced tomato jam, which was a very sort of North African kind of flavor profile. We had a very popular refrigerated sauce with cilantro lime that was flying off the shelves. That was awesome. People really loved that one. Like on everything, people just eat it out of the jar. But we're going to be starting our winter line soon, and right now we're finishing up developing recipes and such. So we're going to be doing things with mushrooms, and we're really turning to Eastern European flavor profiles because no one does delicious, hearty winter fare like Eastern Europeans. So
because they have to.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. That's exciting. So I have to ask you. Before you leave, what are your holiday plans, number one? And the second part is, what gift are you suggesting? For folks who want to give a gift to the foodie person, what would you suggest besides Saucy by Nature?
I have recently come across some great artisanal products that are going to be happening at the Brooklyn Night Bazaar next week.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
There's some great producers out there. We're going to be part of it as well. We're going to be cooking. And there's a bunch of people out there. I'm a really big fan of, Morris Kitchen. I love their syrups.
Because the syrups is great.
It's such a great holiday thing to make a beautiful drink out of it, and you feel so classy making it. It's great.
So you're suggesting go to the Night Bazaar if you're in Brooklyn. But if you're not in Brooklyn, are you telling folks that they need to go to Morris Kitchen and get the ginger syrup or
you can get them all over the place.
Hard boiled apple cider.
Yeah, I like that one.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For dropping in a High Grease on Heritage Radio Network. Let's keep in touch and happy holidays
to you. You too. Thanks.
listeners, keep listening. We're coming back with the Hot Five Gift Edition. Welcome back to Heritage Radio Network. I am your host, Nicole Taylor. Hot Grease is produced by Jack Inslee and being engineered today by Carlos Sanguero. Okay, Carlos, did I get it right today? Uh-oh, I got the name right. This program is sponsored by Whole Foods Market. Let me give a Southern girl's hug to Roberta's Restaurant. Heritage Radio Network is located right here in the garden of Roberta's Restaurant at 261 Moore Street in Brooklyn, New York. Not sure how to spend your money this holiday season? No worries. Hot Grease is here to the rescue with the Hot Five. The Hot Five is a rundown of five things on fire in the good food movement. Influencers, farmers, celebrities, business owners, and chefs dish on their favorites. So, yeah, I'm going to give you a rundown. Alicia's going to chime in on five places to get gifts from. And most of these things are online. Number five on my Hot Five is Wilderness of Wish. One of my good friends, Michaela, just launched this great business. You can go to wildernessofwish.is. And what I love on here is they have these spatula edge spoons and the old American canister spoons and serving spoons. If I'm not mistaken, all of them are like made in the United States. Yeah, hand carved in the United States. I am dying to get the serving spoons. They're like $28. So I think she originally had a blog and then she rolled out the products. There's a masher on there, a wooden masher, like if you're canning stuff where you're muddling some. And it's wooden carved. She has a two-tier carrier, teaspoons and pitcher spoons. If you're making tea or lemonade and you need this really long spoon to twirl around in your pitcher, this is great. You see this, Alicia? What do you think?
It reminds me of when I was a little girl in Puerto Rico and my great aunt used to have a set of all wooden kind of baking and cooking supplies and I would help her in the kitchen. So it takes me back. And
yeah,
I kind of want it.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the old American canister spoon. The description basically says each spoon is hand carved with different size bowls and handles. They range from 5 inches to 6.5 inches. And please leave it. You can actually specify if you want a darkish or lightish wood. So shout out to Wilderness of Wish, Michaela, for launching this great gift site. So that's number five. You can go to wildernessofwish.is and check out the great gifts. I have to ask you, do you have a suggestion?
Well, I mean,
what are some of your places to shop for serving ware and stuff?
You know what? I never really got into doing all of that until, this sounds so awful, but not until I moved out onto my own and had to cook to survive. Did I really get involved with buying all these cooking supplies? And my family is really huge on cooking. And so my thing this year is to buy I'm buying local and I'm buying very New York centric items for everyone in my family. So my parents and my sisters. I actually just took my parents for the first time to Chelsea Market and they fell head over heels. So I'm thinking about getting like a little gift package and curating some of their favorite items from Chelsea Market.
Cool. So you hear it straight from Alicia. Miranda.
Yeah.
She's doing all Brooklyn themed gifts.
Yeah.
And Chelsea Market is a great place to do it. I have to shout out number four on my list. Alicia, you probably need to go here if you want to get some Brooklyn themed stuff. OpenSky.com.
Oh yes. I've been waiting though. I love everything that they have, but I've been waiting so I can spend like a lot of money.
Yeah, opensky.com is number four on the Hot Five, the gift edition. go there. They have a their food section is really
so much.
It's curated really well, and there are a lot of Brooklyn stuff on there. I think I saw the Brooklyn Slate today. Those slates?
Yeah.
The company it's called Brooklyn Slate Company, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So that's on there. So if you're looking for an idea, go to Open Sky. They're great. They're not a flash site. They're just like a curated. I hate to say Amazon. They're doing stuff differently. I have to tell this really quick story. I like unsubscribe to all of these like flash sites, mm-hmm. deal sites.
Me too.
And you too. And like Open Sky is the only one I'm following now. So
I saved them in my inbox. I'm like, all right, I'll go check in.
Yeah, weekend. Because you can curate if you only want to look at food stuff, which basically mm-hmm. that's all I want to look at is food stuff. You can get emails only about food sales that are going on. So number four on Hot Grease Gift Edition, Hot Five is Open Sky. Number three is taking it international. BIMSKitchen.com. One of my mentor and great friend, Jessica B. Harris, gave me a bag of these sauces. They're actually sauces, and they're all African inspired. They're from a company that's based in London, and I think it's great if you want to give someone something different and some great stuff that's international. I have like a ketchup, like a more North African ketchup, piri piri sauce. So I'm really excited about it. I've been using it all up, so I can't give it as gifts, but you can go online and get it. It's BIMSKitchen.com. He just like did a great press release and getting a lot of press in London, but there are tons, several dozen spices and sauces that you can get if you want to cook up some international fare. So that is number three on my list. Number two is Kickstarter. So maybe you don't want to buy a gift for anyone, but you want to do something that makes you feel really good. I would say go to Kickstarter. And right now, for the next like 26 days, I'm totally supporting Soul Food Junkies. So if you go to, did you see that? You heard of that film?
Yes.
You saw the trailer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think?
I thought it was great. I'm excited.
He's trying to raise $25,000. I looked this morning.
How far is he?
It's like 17, and it's 26 days left. So Soul Food Junkies, go to Kickstarter. Find you a great project. I'm recommending Soul Food Junkie. If you don't want to give gifts to anyone, but you want to spread love during the holiday season, you just give $10. Do you have any favorites right now on Kickstarter?
You know, I actually don't use Kickstarter too much, but a friend of mine actually started a similar kind of platform.
Okay, cool.
Start Some Good. And it's for social enterprises. So around this time is like when I will shop through his platform to see what cool projects are going on. The one that's on my mind is they've got like this travel campaign going for, I think, Bangladesh.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to, these kids that live in Bangladesh want to increase tourism. And so they're doing some like fun, cool documentary projects.
And what's the website again?
Startsomegood.com.
So that's another one. Kickstarter.com is another one. I'm saying Byron Hurt, Soul Food Junkie, support him. I mean, all of them are great.
Yeah. Just give back.
Give back. And so that is number two on the gift edition of the Hot Five. And last but not least, Alicia, you already said this. I'm going to say just walk out your door, walk to the corner or walk a few blocks in your neighborhood and support a small local mm-hmm. business that's selling food that is traceable, that you can find the picture of the photo of the person that's making it. That's what I'm saying in terms of if you want to give a gift to someone. It will have a story behind it, right?
Yeah, I have really discovered to really love all of the food markets, especially that are popping up in my neighborhood. I live in Prospect Heights, and I can't keep up with how many great things are opening up. So it's been really fun to just go around the neighborhood and start shopping around, and you feel good. You want to support your community.
So. Yeah. So, and if you're living in New York City and you're like confused, like, where do I go? I want to go to markets. There are so many markets, like pop-up markets for the holidays and regular ones. My friend Karen Seeger, I retweeted it this morning on Twitter. She's like doing a tour, I think, of markets.
Oh, I want to sign up for that.
Yeah, I think it's like $20. I'm not sure. Or maybe it's free. I'm not sure. But if you go to Markets of NYC, she has a great book and a great blog and Twitter feed and all that stuff. She's doing tours of markets in NYC. And if you're living elsewhere, just do a Google search. You know, everyone is doing really cool things.
Probably a holiday fair on the weekends.
Yeah. Or just, you know, go to your local butcher or baker and buy something. People will really appreciate it. So that is number one on the gift edition of the Hot Five. Shop local. Listeners, Alicia, thank you for coming by Hot Grease.
My pleasure.
Yeah. So, we're going to have some food.
I'm so
you
excited.
Are a Roberta's virgin.
I am. I've only had it at the Madison Square pop-up market.
Okay.
So I've never actually been here and actually eaten the pizza that I'm smelling that's kind of making me drool.
So we're going to have pizza. Saucy by Nature is still here. Hopefully he'll join us to have pizza. But listeners, thank you for tuning in to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. You can catch me live every Monday at 3:30 on heritageradionetwork.com. Until then, always take the road less traveled.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.